Hi, may I please speak with Linda?
This is Linda.
Hi, my name is Marlene, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote, Linda?
What service are you?
National Opinion Survey. The survey that we're performing is mainly about leadership conference on civil rights and human rights. And your opinion is very important.
Okay.
Thank you.
Quickly.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
78.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extreme. Thank you.
10.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Conservative.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose up to two: healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, crime and violence, criminal justice reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or inflation in the economy.
Oh, good. Like, I think we need safety, whatever, you know, border, some of that safety. And I am very, very, very pro-life. I am against abortion.
Thank you. So, let me see. So you said immigration and border security and protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
No, it's not protecting abortion. It is not protecting abortion. Abortion is killing babies. It's killing a human being, and I am totally opposed to that. The life of the mother is always protected, but you don't kill the baby. So, no, I am not the abortion one.
Thank you very much. Any other from the list that I read? I have immigration and border security.
I don't know. You read them too fast. I guess you could read. Is religious freedom on there?
No, we have healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or inflation in the economy?
Inflation in the economy, I guess.
Thank you very much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Is what getting better?
Are economic conditions?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think the Democrats are making it worse.
Thank you.
I think everyone is against racial discrimination, but Democrats create it.
Thank you very much. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
What was the first part?
Very often?
No, no. What was the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life?
None.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
None. They create the problem. They make it a problem. Are you there? Hello? Hello?